Welcome back to the mix, everyone. I'm Warren, that's Lardo.
What's up?
And we are on episode number 83 of the mix. 83, that's a lot of episodes.
Nice, yeah.
Yeah. And we have a really fun one today. We have, so what we're going to lead off with here is the top five movie character glazers, or movie and TV show characters that are glazers. Okay, we'll go into that in a second, but our reviews today, we're going to go with Godzilla X Kong. I don't know, what's the...
The New Empire.
The New Empire, yeah.
That lasted like 2 days, I think.
Dream Scenario, which is the Nicolas Cage movie, Kung Fu Panda 4, and Three Body Problem, which is the new Netflix show with all the British people in it. So yeah, that's what we got on the slate today. Usually we do the reviews first, but we were pretty hyped about this top five list that we're making. So we're just going to go over this one first because I haven't seen any... I'm surprising there is no list for this already anywhere.
Yeah.
But
especially after Dune Part 2, right?
Yeah, that's what prompted this. Watching Dune, Stilgar, Glaze, Timothy Chalamet was crazy.
Mission O'Gaib.
So we're thinking who are the biggest glazers of all time
of all
in
time.
Movies and shows?
Yeah.
So that got us thinking and that's how we got to this list. Now me personally, when I was writing this list, I felt like I was missing a lot of people. I just couldn't think of enough people. But Alardo had more ideas than I did, so I feel
confident in this list.
Yeah, I don't. So I might low-key be changing my list if he thinks of people that I didn't. So, but here we are. We got our top five glazers list. But we should start with some honorable mentions. All right, so yeah, let's start there. Who are some people that didn't make the top five for you?
This one, so my number five is the one where it's fine line between simping and glazing. So I'm gonna save my number six, just in case that number five is disqualified. So my number seven was the Toy Story aliens.
That's a good one.
But they didn't make the list because it's they did, their lives got saved. So, they're eternally grateful. But they're kind of glazing a little bit.
So. They are glazers. Damn. Okay, I'll give you one then from my honorable mention list.
Yeah.
Dwight Schrute from The Office.
Oh.
Or Michael Scott. Glazer. Complete glazer. yeah. Okay, you got another honorable mention?
Yeah. You know the movie Misery, Annie Wilkes, where she traps the author guy in her cabin so he writes the next novel?
Oh, yeah, we watched that, right?
Yeah, yeah. I think she's a glazer because no way those books are that good where you gotta be doing all that.
She is a glazer. Wait, I forgot that movie.
Yeah.
Oh, man, she is such a glazer, though. Yeah, literally locking someone away, keeping them prisoner because you love their work so much. That's glaze. Yeah. Glaze. Another one on my honorable mention list is Commissioner Gordon.
He's
doing so much extra shit just because Batman. He's such a Batman glazer, dude.
I never said thank you.
You'll never have to.
He's a glazer. Okay, next one.
Okay, this is the family one I was talking about. Dominic Toretto from Fast and Furious.
Ooh.
So is it really glazing though? Because he's just trying to save his family. He's just all about family. It's not really glazing. And then on the other end, this is another one I'll just say it now. Ethan Hunt from Mission Impossible. Because I had the same thing. He's kind of, it's all about his friends to him.
Yeah.
Are they really worth all that, bro? The missions has to be, impossible. You can't really... And that's the whole point of the series, but, it's a little bit glazing.
He's good. Well, he's also, usually he has to save the world, so... I can see... Okay.
So those were two other honorable mentions I had, yeah.
Okay, okay. My next one was all the criminals that talk about John Wick in the first movie.
That's a good one.
They're fucking glazing. They hype him up so much in that first movie especially. It's so,
That's true.
I get it, but it's
glazing. It's glazing, yeah.
Okay, you got any more?
I have Olaf from... It's not really. He's just a... I think it's just, he's...
I considered Olaf, but I was like...
Yeah, so it was kind of...
Yeah, it's a worthy mention though.
And in the same boat, Minions, because I don't think they're Glazers, but like, you know, yeah, it's like it's kind of, yeah.
There's like that line between like servant and Glazer, you know, like it's a little murky over there. Cause I have one like that too, Toad.
Toad. Cause do like okay, what is? Cause Glazers like. Don't expect anything in return. I guess is what it is. And Minions kind of like it's like they're like servants. So
yeah. So yeah. Toad's kind of like that, like the Minions. He's a servant, but he's kind of a Glazer. But I think. Wait, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh, I have one more honorable mention.
Oh, yeah.
You can go first though if you have another one.
Rafiki from Lion King. I was like, are these lions that great that you're gonna be? They're like again like he's kind of just like I don't want to watch excuse my language but he's kind of their bitch, you know, like and then Simba's back in that whole part. Like okay,
yeah, that's true. He's kind of like, with the whole like it's kind of glazing. Hey,
bro, you don't gotta be doing all that, bro.
true. Okay, I got one too that's kind of similar. I got Mushu.
Oh yeah, Mushu's a good one.
He's a glazer. He's glazing a little bit, yeah. but that's all for my honorable mention. So what else do you have?
Okay, I just list them all. Donkey from Shrek is kind of like.
Yeah, I thought of him too. Bit.
And then Woody for Andy, it's like.
Oh.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, that was pretty glazed.
This one is kind of like not really, but the Riddler in the newest Batman. He's kind of.
Because
he's kind of like a fanboy of Batman himself. So, but then again, it's like it's not that crazy though. Mm. It's not that much of a glaze. Flash and Spider-Man, he like the newest Tom Holland ones. He's like a Spider-Man fanboy.
He is a glazer actually.
And I think that's it. And Brienne of Tarth. And then yeah,
that was a good one. What'd you say?
She's like always like. Serving somebody, and then when they die, she just finds somebody else to like to glaze.
It's like two or three different people.
Yeah, for real. Like.
It's pretty funny. Okay, now Kay. To the nitty gritty portion. Like, this is what we're here for. Who is your number five on the top five glazers of all time?
So this is my number five. So it's again fine line between glazing and simping, but I chose Ken from the Barbie movie. Right.
Oh shit! Okay, that's a good one.
Yeah, but if not Ken, like if that was like I needed to like replace him, then I had Samuel Jackson in Django Unchained.
He was. I thought of him too.
He was straight glazing Leonardo DiCaprio, this racist ass man. Yeah, crying over his dead body. Like, bro, what are you doing? He was glazing.
Frick, I don't know why I didn't write him down. I thought of him too, and I was like, was it glazing? I forgot the whole crying part. I was like, that's total glaze. So much glaze, actually. Frick. Okay. My number five is Geppetto for Pinocchio. He's kind of, like, it's family also, but, like, come on. I get it. He turned into a real human boy.
His son died.
Crazy, but... He's a glazer, bro. Geppetto's a glazer. But he's low on the list. He's number five. He's low.
Yeah, that's true. He's low.
So, okay, number four.
Okay. You. I think my top four are like, they're glazers. So, my number four is Mater.
See, I was going to say the red car.
Oh, the red. Big, that's a good one, too. Yeah.
I don't know his name from
well,
that.
Well, so my thing, because I did not like Lightning McQueen in Cars when I was a kid, right?
Yeah.
So already, like, whoever's rooting for Lightning McQueen, I'm like, I hate you. So Mater is like the whole movie, like, you're my best friend, all this stuff. So I'm like, bro, what is so special about this guy? Come on. So that's why so my Mater's my number four.
That's valid. My number four is Samwise Gamgee.
Oh.
He's kind of Frodo Glazer for sure.
He did not have to go on this long ass three movie
journey. So glazed, bro. Like, get your own life, bro. Like, you're literally living for this other dude.
Unreal.
Okay, so number three.
Okay, my number three is actually Stilgar. I think two above him that are crazy glazers. Yeah. So, yeah, Stilgar's my number three.
I see, this is where I know I fucked up, because my number three, I was like, there has to be somebody else here that Elardo has that I don't have. Because my number three, I put Gollum.
Oh, yeah, he's kind of a glazer, yeah.
He's a fucking glazer for
over
the ring.
Over an inanimate object. Yeah.
<It's a glazer. laughs> Okay.
Precious and shit? Come on.
Yeah, like, come on, my precious. You are glazing. How can you get more glazing than that? Like, get out of here. Okay.
My number two.
Yeah.
Is Ebony Maw. Thanos.
Damn. You had him at two.
Yeah, I had him at... I have number one. Yeah, I have one person that is above Ebony Maw.
Your number one is gonna, like, completely blow me away because... Okay. My number two is Stilgar. I had Stilgar at number two.
Oh, shit.
So... Oh, man. He's such a
glazer. He's a glazer, bro.
The biggest glaze part, we talked about this, but like, it was like when he's like, he wouldn't the Lisa Halgaib wouldn't say that, like,
yeah, he'd
like
be too one. Humble to
yeah he'd be too humble to call himself that, but like ultimate glaze. But okay, wait, I feel like I should just my number one is also the Maw, because if you don't remember, like, yeah, go watch that scene back. Where he's like getting the stone and stuff, and the Loki on the ship. That whole scene is so much glaze, actually,
bro. Like, that's why Thanos has him on his team, so he could have somebody like that. He's like, how can I not have this guy on my team? He's like straight glazing me. Like,
that's so much glaze, actually. Okay. All right.
My number one is Mort from Madagascar.
Oh, Mort.
He is a fucking glazer, like, to the T. The
King
definition
Julian
of a
glazer.
He is the number one glazer. Like, I don't know. Like,
wow. Yeah.
Three movies, right? He's in all three movies. Like,
yeah, he's
has
just...
his own show. He's in the Penguin show. Still doing it.
Yep. He just likes to. Yeah. He's just a King Julian glazer. Everywhere he goes, no matter what he's doing,
it's all about King Julian.
King Julian. Damn, these are solid lists, man. I don't know. Yeah. Let us know who we left out, but I'm now that we went through them, I'm pretty happy with our lists. I think it's pretty fire, actually. Maybe I might replace Geppetto, or I actually would. I would put the kind.
Sam Jackson.
You just say? No.
Oh, Mort
would be in my list over Geppetto, even though Geppetto would be my honorable mention. Still, that guy's such a glazer. but yeah, okay, yeah, let us know who we forgot, what we should change.
Hell yeah.
But I think we did a pretty good job.
We just did 16 minutes of that list. That was kind of good.
It's such a good list. I couldn't find one anyway. I was searching like TikTok, like, who are some good movie glazers, because like, to get ideas, nobody has a list like this. So we're first ones. I don't know, I think they're pretty good lists too. Okay, it's kind of different going from like the silly stuff to the reviews, but let's just do it. Let's start with Godzilla, because that's a silly movie. It's a silly movie.
That's
let's
silly
start
movie.
There. Godzilla X Kong, where the big monsters team up
to fight other big monsters.
you start. What were your thoughts on this one?
So I just wanted my fix, man. I just want to see things punch each other and things get freaking messed up, and I got what I wanted. Again, though, could still do without. Okay, this is like the general consensus, like, do without the human stuff. I think it's fine, just don't, like, you know, do too much. And I think this movie's still trying to do too much with the mother-daughter story. Like, I don't care. Like, come on, who's here for that?
Yeah,
but I will say, though, my audience was feeling it, so I was like, okay, fine, you know, keep it, because that ending part where she's like, I don't know. I forget what she said. You're my home or something. She said something like that. And then my audience was like, oh. And I was like, okay, but I'm not here for that.
What?
I'm here for what just happened with Godzilla. Okay. Anyway, that's what I'm here for. I got what I wanted. I think the ending fight was kind of not as good as the ending fight in the other one. Because the other one, he had a fatality. He, like, ripped the Mechagodzilla's spine out. This one didn't really have something. Well, it kind of did, but it wasn't as cool.
Yeah. I agree.
But then all the other fights I liked too, though. I really liked how there were really long scenes of just Godzilla or no, Godzilla's like barely in it. They're just really long scenes of Kong.
Yeah,
those that I like, because usually what these movies do is like, oh, let's follow around the big monster, and that's usually what they're just following around the big monster. But in this movie, they're all like separate storylines, and I like that much better. Like that's where they should, that's what they should keep doing, going forward.
Yeah, so this is my second Godzilla Kong movie that I've watched. I think I don't know how many there are total. Do you know
in the universe many? There's like. Okay, there's the first Godzilla, second Godzilla, there's the Kong movie.
Jesus.
There's the first Godzilla versus Kong, and there's this, so there's five. And there's the Apple show.
Oh boy, that's so many. So I only watched this one and the one before this one. Dude, I was telling, like, they're literally just Avengers, but animals. Like, animal version. Because, like, even when he's with the little kid, or, like, the beginning part, it's such, like, superhero openings, like, how they, where the Avengers are at the moment, like what they're doing. And then all of a sudden it's like a beginning, you know, warm up fight where he's fighting either the monkeys and the Godzilla's fighting this fucking random, I don't know, whatever
lobster,
the fuck.
Was it,
yeah.
That's a lobster thing?
It's like a crab or some shit. Yeah. And then, it was literally just like superhero shit. But there's no talking, which makes it even when, okay, so Kong and the little monkey guy, they have like these scenes where they're like traveling together. Like normally if they were humans there would be like dialogue there, you know, like, but they're just like ah, and then, yeah. Which honestly makes it like so much less interesting, just like they're, I know they're communicating, but like there's no human words, so it's like okay. And it also makes you feel stupid. You're just like watching these animals communicate by like yelling at each other. Even Kong and Godzilla, they're like yelling at each other, and like they're not, there's no words there, so I just feel stupid watching that, you know what I mean?
See, that's what I like. It's stupid, but it's like entertaining just seeing like big dumb creatures, like
I don't know, bro. It's okay, well, the human part, I didn't mind it either. I mean, yeah. I think they're fine. I don't really care about them or anything. But they're there, I guess. The whole moth thing, kind of ridiculous.
Oh, Mothra.
I wasn't following like how they summoned that moth thing with the deaf girl and
well,
stuff.
Well, pretty much they needed a reason for why Godzilla wants to team up. And then, when you want to talk about glazing, he's a glazer for Mothra. So he'll do anything she says. And that's why they brought her back, pretty much.
What was the logical like explanation for them? Because the moth dead before and it came back.
Yeah, so like in one of the previous movies, it like sacrificed itself so Godzilla could beat the villain of that movie.
Okay.
So then, the deaf girl's people.
Yeah.
They worship Mothra, I guess, and then she's one of the. I don't know, something about that little girl is from Skull Island, I guess, where Kong is from, and only a descendant from, okay, I feel so stupid explaining this. Only a descendant from Skull Island can, like, bring back Mothra, or I don't know, some dumb thing. That's all right.
Yeah, it's pretty, those parts are, like, it's pretty similar to, like, how we're talking about the later Star Wars movies, where it's, like, they're just making
up
rules.
It's, like, kids playing games.
Yeah, it's, like imaginary. Yeah. It's, like, oh, but this, I actually hear
myself. I resurrect Mothra because she's the last descendant of from Skull Island.
That's literally what's happening. I hate that shit. But it's actually not too bad in this movie because my expectations were much lower than a Star Wars movie, and I'm... Like everybody else, I assume, I was just there to watch big creatures fight in the end.
Yeah.
Which is what happened. I got my 2v2.
And there's a lot of it, too. Like, these movies, for some, even though that's what you go for some reason, it doesn't happen that much. You gotta, like, kind of wait a while for it to happen. But this movie, I feel like it was a good, like, mix. Good
balance. They had a decent amount of fights, enough to, like, you know, keep it going, I guess.
Yeah.
I guess the other thing is, like, you know they're not going to lose.
Yeah, there's no stakes in this one, like, at all.
Yeah.
Like, the first fight Kong has with the villain, he doesn't lose until the villain's, like... You know, if you watch the movie, he points a thingy, and then Kong loses. But it's like, okay, so Kong can't lose to the main villain. Yeah. And you know Godzilla's coming, and Godzilla can never lose. So yep. It's like there's no really any stakes. Godzilla's but again, we're just there to watch them fight anyways. So I was like, okay, I'm stupid anyway, so.
And that's the other evidence of that is like as soon as the fight's over, the movie just ends. there's nothing else. The movie just ends. I don't know. Yeah, there's such a cap on like how much I can care about this movie or movies like this, you know? So I don't know what else there is really to even say about it.
I will also say, each of these movies, there's the five movies, right?
Yeah.
Each one ends with like a really awesome like Mortal Kombat fatality. And this one it kind of does that. It's straight up a Mortal Kombat fatality. Like Sub-Zero has a freaking spoilers, but he has a fatality like that.
Yeah.
But it wasn't as cool as the other ones.
I didn't really like how I could kind of read how it was going to go, too. Like, I like the fights ending where fight, it's just like, oh, shit. Yeah, because they turn off the gravity. I'm like, all right, they're going to fight in anti-gravity, and then the gravity's going to turn back on. Like, you're changing stage, like level 2 type of thing. Yeah. And then they fought again, and it was like, okay. So I didn't like that. I feel like the last movie I watched did have a cooler fight scene at the end. I
agree with you.
Yeah, I mean, it's not any deeper than that. I don't know.
Where do we go from here, too? I wonder.
They just fought, and then it was over. So they can literally do anything now. They can imagine more stuff, I guess. That's what I got from it. But what would you give it out of 5?
Solid 3. I got what I came for.
Yeah, I'm going 2 on this one. it was fine, I guess, for what it was. I just... it's not my favorite type of movie.
You know what it kind of is to me? It's like Transformers, but it doesn't have any reason to be serious or, like, do anything crazy like Transformers. So it, like, works better. Because it's just a big, dumb fucking monkey and a big, dumb lizard fighting shit.
Yeah, I put them in, like, similar categories, all right, so let us know what you thought of those monster fights, I guess.
I saw a tweet that said, like, you know, even if Kong was normal size, there's still something about him. and I was like, I kind of agree with that. I was like, kind of interesting.
What? No, that's crazy.
What?
What does that mean?
I don't know, but I can't explain it, but I felt what they were saying.
If he was
normal size, if he was just Kong, not King Kong, there'd still be something about him.
He's just him. He has aura. Interesting. Okay, on that note, let's move on. Let's talk about Kung Fu Panda 4.
Oh. Everybody was Kung Fu fighting.
So, I watched this pretty recently. I am a huge fan, known glazer of the Kung Fu Panda movies. So, when Alardo told me gave me his reaction, I guess, without telling me what he thought of the movie, I was scared. But okay, what were your opening thoughts about Kung Fu Panda 4?
Yeah, I thought it was okay. I'm not in everybody else's boat where they hate it. They think they should have made it. I thought it was fine. What I felt like is DreamWorks needed. Okay, this is gonna sound mean. I think they needed money, so they just like, all right, let's make a sequel to one of our things, and that's why some people are like, it was safe, bland. Like that's the thing you showed me, right?
Yeah.
But I thought it was still pretty decent. But it's also, can you hear my dogs barking?
Yep.
Okay. Well, anyway,
go ahead.
It's a big ask to be like, okay, we need a new Dragon Warrior. So already it's like you're gonna lose a lot of people. I feel like how people are gonna interpret that as is we're replacing Jack Black, we're replacing Poe. So again, you're already like gonna lose people that way.
Yeah.
And the movie just didn't like deliver for some people in that part, right? Because it's like,
and then this next Awkwafina, and noticed like a lot of people just don't like her.
They don't like her. Yeah.
Continue, yeah.
So a lot of people are gonna be like, okay, well, if you're gonna replace Poe, if you're gonna find a new Dragon Warrior, that next character better be just as good or better.
Yeah.
And sadly, you know, like it didn't live up to what people wanted.
Okay, yeah. So it could have been better. But I was happy with it, personally, as a fan of the franchise. People are like, oh, like it wasn't as good as the first 3 movies. That's true. I probably wouldn't pick it over any of the other movies, but I still think it was good.
So I don't think it was a bad movie either.
Yeah, I don't think it was a bad movie. I think what you were talking about with replacing Poe, I felt like they could have made a little bit more effort to make her seem more, like, worthy in the end. Worthy of it,
yeah.
Yeah, because she was, like...
That's the thing, too. Even the movie didn't really, like, fully give it to her yet. It's like, oh, she's still being trained to be...
Yeah. So that's fine, I guess. I mean, I saw, like, a lot of Cars 3 in it, where it was, like...
Yeah, it reminded me a lot of Cars 3, too.
Yeah, they're trying to, like, pass the torch and everything. I thought the villain was fine.
I like the villain. See, that's what it was super obvious that Awkwafina's character was going to be the next one. I thought for a second, I was like, what if it's the villain?
But then
the villain was kind of too far gone. So I was like, okay, no, it's kind of too hard to redeem this person. So
Yeah. But, And they kind of got away from like the kung fu aspect of it a little bit.
I was going to bring that up. A lot of the fight scenes were not on the same level as the last ones. The last ones were like straight up, like even though they're animation, they use that like exaggerated kung fu, like Jackie Chan, kind of stuff.
Yeah, this one's kind of like just whatever in terms of that. Except for, I was satisfied with the last fight scene.
Oh yeah, that was cool.
The 1v1 at the end with Poe and the villain was really good. I enjoyed that. what else? What do you think of like? Oh, Shifu, man, he just gets completely fucked in these movies, man. Like,
yeah, I know.
He's just so a sad side character now that doesn't get to do anything. But you have to include him, right? Because he's like,
he's punching the only bag. Person.
So yeah, sad. But he's still the only person that can tell Paul like what to do. they have to include him. What else? What did you think of the dads?
Oh. I thought that was fine. Because the two actors are, like, big names, so it's, like, why not have them? One thing I did not want them to do that I was, like, they could easily mess it up is what I loved about the original trilogy is, like, he learns something core in each movie, and they don't, like, in any way try to reverse what he learned in the last movie, right? Like, he's still, like, so in the second movie, he learns inner peace. So I was afraid when they're making the third movie, they're going to be like, oh, he's not, like, how are you going to make it where he's like, he found inner peace and then make another movie where he's like, you know, still have all these other things going on. He can't have inner peace anymore. But no, like, the third movie's still like, oh, no, he has inner peace, all that. And Kung Fu Panda 3, he learns to be like, he's like, oh, I am the Dragon Warrior, all this stuff. So I was worried that in this movie, they're going to, like, reverse, forget all these lessons he learned, but they didn't do that. So that was, like, the only major thing I was like, they can't really mess it up because that's what these movies are about. Is like, he's becoming this better...
Mm-hmm.
Person, warrior, and
whoa, your camera just went crazy. Oh, we lost Lardo, we lost him. Oh, now I can hear you. Your camera just went crazy. But yeah, let's see what else is there to filibuster about while we wait for a Lardo. Yeah, I thought it was fine in terms of, like, I got everything I came for, you know, with the, you know, the little lessons throughout. Poe kind of is still growing, like you said, like Alardo said, it doesn't go back on any of the lessons from the previous movies. I got some fun little parts. I actually laughed a decent amount, too. I thought it was, like, decently funny at parts, so I got that out of it.
Hello.
I thought it was perfectly fine. Hello, I can hear you.
Hi.
I was just filibustering with more of my thoughts while you were gone.
There's always something.
Always something. But I was just talking about how I was personally satisfied with it.
Mm-hmm.
I think everyone's just mad because of the whole like premise of people didn't like Cars 3 either, right? With the like,
it's like their childhood hero is like they're it's not gonna.
Yeah, people don't like the retirement stuff or like
you
know, passing of the torch. People don't like that, so I think that's part of it for sure. But it did a lot of the same things as the other three movies in terms of, like, lessons and the story and things like that. So I thought it was cool. I actually liked bringing all the villains back, too, because...
Yeah, that was interesting, too.
That was sick. Tai Lung, big fan.
Tai Lung? See, so... Yeah, in my version of Kung Fu Panda 4, there's a big connection to Tai Lung
that
I thought of. Yeah,
You said you had a... you cooked something up, right?
Yeah, like,
Let's hear it.
So when Kung Fu Panda 3 came out and they're like, oh, we're done with the trilogy, I had, like, the idea of, like... I was like, okay, if you're going to revisit this world, like, well, how would they do it, you know? Mm. So I had an idea So this, okay, already this is like, they would have never done this, but you use the same universe, but then you market it as like something else, like Kung Fu something or whatever else, but okay. Then it's secretly still a Kung Fu Panda 4. So they don't market it as Kung Fu Panda 4, but it is. And I imagine it's like years, decades later, Po is like, he's like Shifu's age, I guess, and Shifu is like Uguay's age. And there's a new prophecy. There's no more Dragon Warriors. There's a new prophecy now. And the prophecy is that a descendant of an older, I don't know, legendary figure is going to become a villain, and then there's going to be a descendant, that another descendant that's going to stop that villain. And that's a new prophecy. So the two descendants I wanted to see is Tai Lung and Shifu. Like, their descendants are fighting each other. And Tai Lung's descendant is the one that's the hero, and the villain is Shifu's descendant. So it's kind of like, it's going back to the first movie where, like, you know, Shifu failed Tai Lung, right?
Right.
And he kind of fails again with his descendant. But then Tai Lung's descendant kind of comes full circle, and he's, like, going to be the new hero. And then he has to find Po, like, this old Po who's, like, yeah, more wise, but he's also, like, Uguay is like that. Uguay is, like, wise, but also goofy. So, like, Po is, like, Uguay now. And so that was my idea.
Holy, wait a minute. You're cooking right there.
Thank you, yeah. That was, so, like, right when the trilogy ended, and, like, if you're going to visit this again, it should be years later, decades later.
Damn. Would it work as, like, a kid? I feel like that's an epic adult movie, though. Kind of getting away from the... That's not... Yeah. It's, like, strapped by being a kid's movie, kind of.
But, yeah, imagining, like, Tai Lung, but his descendant is, like, that sounded so cool to me.
That
so
is
like,
sick. That's sick. I'd watch that movie. Yo, DreamWorks. Get it going, Kung Fu Panda 5.
Oh, they still could do it.
Nah, they could just, like, yo. they could undo with the Awkwafina stuff. Just go back to... Actually, they could still do it. Just, like, as is. Because if you're time jumping, you can do anything. Yeah. Run it back. I don't know how it's doing, though. Is it, like, making money?
I think so. I think it made more money. They said it made more money than the last three movies. Because, again, the last three movies weren't, like...
Yeah, they weren't, you know, super
in theaters, hype. They weren't. Yeah,
which is
not
crazy.
Until like they're all on Netflix is when,
yeah,
everybody's like, oh, everybody's crap. Like, yeah.
For the record, I've been a Kung Fu Panda Glazer since day one. I've been here.
I know. I remember watching the first one in theaters, and I remember that was like really good. And then in high school, the second one came out, and the story in the second one was actually like what, like is it, like the his like his family, you know, like all the pandas got like murdered, and
yeah
I was like, they went crazy with the second one, like actually. For no reason. So yeah, that's when I was like, yeah, this series is like legit.
Yeah, let me tell you guys how much of a Kung Fu Panda blazer I am. I made a short film because I had an idea based on the dumpling scene in the first movie where they're like, you are free to eat that one.
Oh,
we did a whole short film on it. Yeah, that's
am I
crazy good.
Yeah, that's so good.
Am I? Are you? It's so crazy good. But yeah, go watch that. The short is actually still on YouTube somewhere.
Yeah.
But yeah, anyway, tangent. But yeah, did we rate it? What would you give it out of 5?
Up to 3. But the trilogy, all of those movies are 4s easily. I think so at some point the Kung Fu Panda 2, Kung Fu Panda 2 was like a 5, but I think I brought it down after I watched it.
Damn.
That movie is crazy. I think that like when I first watched it, it like floored me.
I think 1 and 2 are 5s for me.
Yeah, I
can 3 see that. Is probably a 4. I gave this one a 4 too. I think this one's good. It's good enough for a 4 for me. Yeah, I thought it was good.
Oh, you know what joke always makes me laugh? They did it in the fourth one too. The vase that breaks and then the souls are like,
oh, yeah, the soul. Yeah.
They always do that stupid so joke. But I always laugh. Just the moans that they do. Let them rest. Fuck.
Yeah, it's so good, actually. Even this one, they're like, I already broke it twice.
Yeah, yeah. It's like freaking duct taped and...
Okay, cool. Yeah, so definitely go watch that. Give it a chance. Give it a chance. It's good.
Yeah.
Watch them. A few years later, everybody's going to be like, oh, Kung Fu Panda 4 was so underrated. I'm watching all of you fuckers. Appreciate it now. It's good, I promise. Okay. Let's move on then. Should we do? Let's do dream scenario.
Yeah, yeah.
I
think we're both gonna be struggling to remember for that one. That was so long ago. I think. Yeah.
Yeah. So let's do that one first. That was a few weeks ago. We watched that, but That's the Nicolas Cage A24 movie. What were your Yeah, it's on HBO Max. What were your initial thoughts there?
I don't know. The premise is super interesting and original. I will say that.
Yeah.
Again, if you like are looking for original movies, that is one of them right there.
Mm-hmm.
But with that said, the premise itself, I feel like they went the most like direct route for it, for the story. Is like, he's famous, now he's not famous, and now here's like everything after it. Like, that's like most. That's what any other. They didn't really elevate to the next level. Like, everybody would have done this version of that story. Yeah, is my take on it. But it's Nicolas Cage. He's always good. I don't know. Yeah, nobody has a more unique filmography than that guy. Like, legit. And so he brings it again. He could have easily like made the any other actor could have made the movie like really weird and dumb and stupid. But he brings it. A lot of the dreams are really funny. I thought it's just like he's just in a lot of the dreams. He's just standing there. And he's like,
he's just like hanging
yeah,
out.
Yeah.
And he like really points funny. That out too. He's like, so I wasn't doing anything?
Yeah.
Like, and they're like, no. Like, it's such a Nicolas Cage movie, bro.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Like, you can tell he read the script.
And then he was it's like, yeah.
Yeah. This is, you made this for me.
Yeah. I think it's so, yeah. The premise is really what carries the movie for sure. Because. Yeah. I think it could have been explored a little bit better, maybe.
Yeah.
But I do like. I don't know. I just found it interesting how he handled it, basically, mm-hmm. with like, and how it affects his life and his personality in different ways, and also like just the way his character is of like he wants to. I don't know how to describe it.
He wants not attention, recognition, I guess. Right, it's not fame either. He like wants attention. I guess it is attention is the right word.
Yeah, what does he want? It's like he wants the glaze, but he doesn't want to like ask for it.
Yeah,
or
yeah.
It's like being.
I know what you're saying. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
He's being a pick me, and it's like so cringe, but it's like so funny at the same time. I don't know.
The beginning. Okay, I remember now. The beginning of the movie shows that because like he's talking to like an ex or something, or like he met.
Yeah.
The ex.
Yeah.
And then the wife is like, "Oh, you're not gonna do anything, right?" He's like, "Oh no!" And then he like actively tries to do something with her, yeah. But like she's not into it. It's just because he was in her dream.
Yeah.
And it's like, bro,
like, oh my god, like he wants, yeah.
Pick me is the right, yeah. That's the right.
Yeah, he's a pick me, and it's like so funny to watch, dude. He really makes it interesting, and the whole
I know where you're going.
The scene with the girl, the younger girl, is so crazy, man. Like, I don't know what else to say about it, but
again, that's why we watch movies.
That is why you'll never see that in another movie. Yeah. It's an original experience watching that. I'm trying to remember, like.
I think for me also, it just goes kind of, it doesn't go too crazy, but it kind of like that part where he closes the door on somebody's hand and then like just blood spurts out. I was just like, whoa,
yeah,
what are we doing now? You know, but I think that I think about it, kind of works. Just in the moment, I was like, holy crap, this movie went there. But yeah, the whole ending makes sense, though.
Yeah. And also Michael Cera's in it. He's
not. I was like, whoa, hey.
Yeah, like, what are you doing here? I feel like that's all his appearances.
That's all his, like, yeah, his movie, his roles now.
Yeah. But he was good.
Yeah, it worked.
Man, it's just, I don't know. So what did you say about the ending? You said you understand how it ended, or?
Yeah, like, it made sense. It kind of, like, in the moment, I was like, oh, it's kind of, like, what are we doing? We're going all over the place. It's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
But then thinking about it makes sense. Like, he goes to the, was it France, I think? Goes to France, and then he like has a brand, and I'm just straight up spoiling it, but yeah.
He's a pick me till the end, pretty much.
Yeah.
Do you think they never really said it, but like correlating his personality to like how he was portrayed in the dream? Like, you think if he like somehow became a good person? I don't know. Actually, maybe I'm overthinking it, but
I was thinking about that because like. Right when everybody was having nightmares about him, Yeah. It's kind of when he became more of a shitty person.
Yeah, yeah. So
yeah, I see what you mean.
I wish they made more of that clear connection for me. If that's what they were trying to do.
I'm
not sure if that's for sure, but it kind of seemed like that to me. So I wish that was a little bit more clear. And then they could have had more of a, maybe a character redemption arc at the end or something. Like,
or feel
the way it ended, it did kind of make me feel shitty a little bit. Yeah, but... Yeah.
It's probably the point, I guess.
Yeah, that is kind of the point of, like, the movie. So, I don't know. I rated it highly at the time, but now that we're talking about it, I don't know. At the time, I just thought it was,
because the experience is, like...
It is an experience.
Yeah.
And I was in it. I just wish I wrote more notes down about it, like, the ending in particular, because I did feel some type of way about the ending, so...
Well, I remember a little bit of it, spoilers, but he asked his wife what her, like, sexual fantasy was, and then that's how it ended. It was like, he put on the thing to try to visit her in her dream, and then he was trying to live out that fantasy for her.
Yeah.
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 people that didn't watch this movie just, like, listen to that, and they're just like, what?
Yeah. Oh, and the ads and dreams thing. I wanted to talk about that. That is going to happen 100% at some point.
Yeah, when that happened, I was like, yep, that's exactly what happened. That's the movie did that a lot, where it was, like, it was trying to be, like, realistic in the sense that if it happened today in this society, how would it, like, go? And, yeah, like, he gets canceled, that happens. And
it did a really good job.
To another country, that's what they do.
Yep. It did a really good job of, like, portraying all of that, everything that would happen.
Yeah.
Yes. I don't know. These Nick Cage movies are so hard to explain, really, too. So, but what would you give it out of 5?
If I did have to be a 3.5, but right now it's a 3.
Damn.
Yeah. I was going towards 4 because it is super original and all that. But again, it's like, yeah, I think any other filmmaker would have done it this way, too.
Mm.
Yeah.
I'm at a 4.
I can see it.
I like the concept. I like the way it was executed. I found it very entertaining. There was a one line at the end that made me, like, really think too. I can't remember what it was now, but I'll have to go back and look. But I was thoroughly entertained. And yeah, I guess there's not really too much else to say about it. I do think, okay, so if I was making the movie and I wanted, like, a happier ending, because I kind of wanted a happier ending, but, like, it could have been where he, like, has a character redemption arc. I don't know how he would get this, like, realization that he's a shitty person, but he redeems himself, and then all of a sudden he's, like, doing good things in people's dreams. Like, I feel like they could have done more with what he's doing in the dreams instead of just standing there and a shitty person. So I felt like they could have taken it more ways there, explored it a little bit more.
Because there is, like, I know it's, like, this sounds cliche and predictable, but the rule of threes is, like, usually works quite a good bit. And we only had 2, to be honest. Like, 1, where he's just in the dreams, 2, with the nightmares, and then we didn't really have a...
Yeah, that's kind of it. I feel 3, like they could have done more, but, yeah. Overall, the way they did it, I was entertained.
Yeah, it was entertaining. So. Yeah, exactly.
I'm happy with it. Cool. Okay. So that was Dream Scenario.
We talked about it for a good bit.
Yeah, that was nice. Yeah. Okay. So last one here, we have 3 Body Problems, season 1. It's a Netflix show, 8 episodes, one of those, like, 45 minute per episode ones. And they're all British. I don't know. It's just something that sticks out to me. But anyway, what were your initial thoughts of this?
So I was going in half skeptical. I know a lot of people are going in full skeptical because it's from the Game of Thrones guys. We all know how that ended. But they still made a freaking damn good show before that, though.
True.
So I was like, I even still to this day rewatch scenes from the first 4 seasons because that show was insanely good during that. Well, when they were following the books. And going into the show, all the books are out. So I'm like, we should be okay then because they don't have to make anything up. They still made stuff up though, but I thought most of it worked. So overall, I was very impressed. I'm excited for season 2. This show has really interesting ideas and concepts, and I feel like they did a good blending of that, like, interesting ideas with the story and drama. And the characters, I think, well, maybe not all of them, but some are, like, really well done. I feel like the ones that are really well done were probably the ones that actually existed in the book, and then the ones that are, like, you know, hit or miss were ones that they had to, like, kind of probably make.
Oh, they made characters up?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, shit.
Because the original books were from a Chinese author, and it was just straight up ideas. Mm. Here are the people that made the ideas happen. And it kind of tried to make it, like, a more, you know, straightforward, not really a story. It's just, like, a series of events happening, if it, like, realistically happened. It wasn't really, like, a drama story thing.
Hmm. But, well, yeah. Okay. I don't know. I think part of this was me. Like, I just wasn't as engaged as maybe I could have been. I don't know. But
yeah.
There was a lot of yapping in the beginning. it's getting kind of a lot for me, where I was like, okay, I kind of need something to happen. But there was, like, a decent, like it's like I said, part of it is me, because you could be like, oh, the timer, it was so interesting. Like, what was going on here? And yeah, it was cool, I guess. I don't know. It was still a lot of yapping, if you ask me. But I get it. They have to set up everything and all that. So I don't know. I'm making it sound like it's a huge knock, but it really shouldn't be, is what I'm trying to say.
I mean, that's how you feel. And I will say, the show is like that, though. It is a lot of talking. I was engaged because I just like the, I don't know. I don't know why. No, I know why. I was engaged because I just wanted to see where this is all going.
Yeah.
But also, yeah, I don't know. I don't know what it is. Because
I wasn't as engaged. I also don't know why, though, because dialogue is dialogue, right? I don't know. I feel like I digest it best when you got to interrupt it with, like, some type of, I don't know, action or something. You know, you can't just feed me information for a long time, and then eventually it's like a lecture, you know, you need breaks and shit. But I guess in that sense, the timer thing and the small things that they were trying to do didn't really pique my attention enough to, like, bring me back up to handle more yapping, I guess.
Yeah. Do you know where the show really won me over, though, now that I remember?
Yeah.
So yeah, first episode at the end, and then, like, the sky was blinking. I was like, all right, yeah, interesting. Going in, I was like, I'm just going to watch the first three episodes, then I'm going to take a break, and then just try to, you know, space it out. But then the end of episode two, where she pushes the button, that's where it hooked me. And I was like, the storytelling in this show is going to be crazy. Because I really love that scene where she pushes the button. It was just really well done.
That's one of the most devious things on screen, yeah. I think, has ever happened.
That was so good. The physical, like, reaction it got out of me were, like, this is that the setup of, like, she received the message, right?
Yeah.
And then I was just like, oh, shit. Like, shit just got real. And then there's that small moment where she's, like, she's looking out at the sun and she's thinking. And I, like, that's where, like, I connected it right away. Like, oh, shit. Like, she's going to do what she did. And then that's where the show, like, won me over. And I had to binge through the whole thing, like, for the rest of the day.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was, like,
yeah,
that was such a menace to do. This crazy, actually. Let's see.
That scene is so good. I love that scene so much.
Yeah,
it literally won me over. Yeah,
That is really good.
And yeah, talking about characters, she is one of the best characters in a long time for me. You, even if, like, you put yourself in that situation, like, would I have done it or not? You understand, like, why she did it, though, because we've seen all the shit that she went through. Yeah.
Yep.
And then again, her, like, arc as her older self is, like, her character is still, like, you know, changing, and we see her perspective. She's a really well done character. Actresses were really good too.
I think the whole cast was pretty good. The whole time I was like, the cancer guy, I was like, okay, is he here? But then eventually there was a reason for him to be there, but then it actually, like, didn't really matter all that much, so I was like, damn, like, what the fuck.
See, like, as when it first started and he had cancer already, I was like, oh, he's, like, the heart of the group, you know. I thought it was, like, this cliche, oh, he's the heart of the group, you know.
Yeah,
and then they did that and I was like, okay, this makes a lot more sense. Yeah, so that's where I saw it.
Yeah, but then it didn't end up mattering, and then I was like, oh my god, I really had to, like, watch this guy, like, be all sad and shit for it felt like so many scenes. Actually, I was like, dude, Just die already, man, if you're gonna die. I was just waiting for them to kill him off. But yeah, so there's that. Found out that Wong is British. Didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so there's that. I don't know, the whole love triangle thing with the main Jin. Girl and her two mans.
Yeah.
That was okay. I don't know. I found it entertaining, at least. It was fine.
Yeah, it was fine.
The funniest part, though, the funniest part is the fucking... What are they called? The mind...
The wall facers.
The wall facers, thank you.
I know. Bro. That shit is so funny.
So,
bro has no choice. Oh, my God. It's so, like, fucked up, but...
Yeah, it's so funny. It's so funny because it's, like, it plays out like a Key and Peele skit or something where he's, yeah. like... I'm not, but then they're like, oh, sure.
Yeah.
It's like, it's so crazy.
No, like, they're like, yeah, you're not a wall facer. But then they're like, they have to play along.
Yeah.
Because they think he's like, you think doing he's this doing plan it. Or whatever. Yeah. Or like, it's so funny.
But, oh man, that's definitely the funniest part. That character actually, what's his name? Saul, I think.
Saul.
I liked him a lot.
He's going to be a main player in season 2, so.
Good. He's super solid throughout for me. I liked him a lot.
It was like, I quit being a wall facer. And then they're like, yeah.
Yeah.
So you can leave me alone. And they're like,
okay.
Yeah. And then they just stand there. It's so stupid. See, that's what I mean by, like, it has really interesting concepts. Like the wall facer concept is so interesting. The idea of the aliens themselves, the Sofon stuff, is like, that shit is OP. Like, that's why they have to do the wall phaser shit.
Yeah.
We gotta talk about the ship scene, but that's another one.
Oh, yeah. Let's get the characters continuing. What's the girl? The
Augie.
I did not like her character. I found her very frustrating. Because, oh my god, she's so wishy-washy. And, like, I don't know. I just did not like her character. Like, she's... blaming people for things that she had a part in, and then she's in, and then she's out, and then she's in again, and then she's out again. Make up your mind, bruh. I don't know, just not a very likable character in my opinion. Am I wrong here?
I was like, whatever, you know, do whatever you want, bruh.
But she's the nanofiber person who, and let's talk about the ship scene. Let's go into that since she's the character who technically was responsible for that but blamed the other people instead. That was a sick scene, huh?
That was insane. Yeah, that was just also really well directed too, because there's that shot inside the ship where they're all just running from it.
Yeah,
and it is crazy. Like, they went really hard on the scene because it was insane. They made it like a straight up horror, because it was a horror movie. And even though the scene itself was like 5 minutes probably, it actually probably only happened in like 30 seconds.
Yeah.
So that's the crazy part.
I was telling you, I was like, I would have jumped off that boat right away, bro.
Yep. And I was like, I'd run towards it. It won't do anything to me. Yeah,
but
that was
my
insane.
Thing was like, okay, so he's holding the hard drive.
I knew,
how did they
I,
know it wasn't
we're,
gonna
we're gonna talk about this, yeah.
Yeah, like, how do they know it's not gonna cut it up?
So this part was in the book, so I looked up how it worked in the books. And apparently, I think the book explains, I don't know, this person on Reddit might be a freaking liar, but they explain in the books that even though it's a hard drive thingy, as, like, the fibers will cut it, like, so fine that they can just, like, put it back together.
What?
I guess.
Okay, that's fine, I'll take it.
Yeah.
But they just, like, that didn't happen in the show.
And it was spaced out enough where it wouldn't have... cut it anyway, which is
yeah
did, so.
I was like, oh, very convenient that he was holding it right where it wouldn't cut it. But yeah,
I don't, for some reason in that scene I was like, oh, he's gonna make it. I don't know why I thought he was gonna make it, and then he broke his leg, and then I was like and then he got on his knees, and then he got free, and I was like, oh, okay. I just shut up. He's like, forgive me, my lord.
Yeah. Oh, we should have put him as a glaze. He was.
Oh, he was a glazer, actually. Yeah.
Glaze.
I see a bunch of people saying that he thought that they were doing that to them, because like he didn't know what the fuck was going on.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. But he was a hella glazer, bro.
My lord?
My lord?
He's like, yeah, humans lie and shit. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, and then, I do have a gift for you, my lord.
And then they left him on red, and he's like,
not me, though. I never lied
yeah,
to you.
Yeah, I would have never lied to you, though.
That's so good. Yeah, I mean, I'll watch a season two.
Yeah, I
like.
No, yeah.
Oh, go ahead.
In the trilogy, the second book is the one that everybody is like, that's the good book, and so that's going to be season two.
Okay, what did you think of the whole game part?
That was interesting. Yeah, I like the mystery to it. It was the little girl kept freaking dying, which is, I thought was funny.
Yeah.
Even my the thing guy was thought like, was funny.
They were like, oh, well, is this what you really look like? And they're like, no, we took some liberties or whatever. And it's like, oh, can I see what you really look like? Yeah. Like, you don't want to like it. Like, just fucking show us. I want to know what you look like, you freaking aliens. I hate to break it to you.
But I think we never find out. I think the book that never...
is crazy. You have to show me something, bro. If you're gonna talk about it this much, you might as well just fucking show me, you know? Like, it's twice they were like, oh, is this what you really look like? And they were like, no, you wouldn't like what we look like.
Yeah.
How the fuck do you know? I need to know what you look like then. That's gonna piss me off if they do that shit again next season.
Watch, and then they show it, and you're like, oh, gross, I don't want to see that. Why'd you show it?
But yeah, okay. The game was cool. The characters were cool. Oh, yeah, Samuel Tarly.
Samuel Tarly. The visual effects in the game scenes were really cool, too, actually. And I remember,
yeah.
Like the rehydrate. Oh, gross. That was gross, actually, but it was cool.
Oh, yeah. It was
yeah. Copernicus. Is that what she's saying?
Yeah, Copernicus, save me.
Shut up.
And there's so I actually laughed at the when they're because like there's each level and then eventually she's like, oh, like the other times you're gonna save me.
Oh yeah,
she's gonna save me like all the other times.
That's gonna make me convince you. That's gonna convince me to save you in this time.
Yeah. So I don't know if it was supposed to be that funny, as funny as I found it anyway. But I don't know. I was entertained. But what would you give it out of 5? Season 1.
Yeah, it's a solid 4. I was very entertained.
Yeah, I'm gonna go 3.5 just because like.
Yeah.
I felt like a chore to get through some of the yapping, but if you get through the yapping and you're staying with it, I think it's interesting enough. And it's a good quality show. There's just a lot of yapping. That's it. And yeah, I guess that's everything, huh?
Well, yeah.
I make it seem like it wasn't long, but we're running at an hour now, which is pretty good. Okay. So, I never wrote down what we're doing for next episode. So what are we doing?
I gotcha. So there's Monkey Man, the new action movie.
Oh, yeah.
I already forgot. Invincible Season 2.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Because that literally just finished yesterday, I think. And then we got Civil War, a new A24 America is Divided movie.
Is that in theaters?
It's going to be in theaters.
Okay. Do you know the release date?
Next week.
Okay.
And the Monkey Man's today, or tomorrow.
Okay, cool. Cool. Yeah. So watch those. We're going to talk about them in a couple weeks. And then make sure you're following us on social media, particularly Instagram and TikTok at Mix Podcasting. That's where we post, you know, little clips when we're going live, announcements, little stories, sometimes an occasional discussion question. But yeah, make sure to follow us there. Any support is greatly appreciated. We also post little clips of the reviews that we do and everything, so any support there is greatly appreciated. So definitely go follow those. And then also, if you like the live show here, make sure to drop us a follow here on Twitch. We do the show live here every other week. And yeah, that's gonna do it for us for this episode, I think. Do you have any final thoughts here, Alardo?
Nope.
All right, well, on that note, top 5 Glazers, let us know.
Yeah.
About our Glazers list, who did we forget?
Felt like we were forgetting something. Even with the old ones I had, I felt like I was forgetting stuff.
Yeah, I also felt like I was forgetting some people. So if you have any Glazers, let us know. But yeah, on that note, we'll see you guys next time on The Mix.